Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Hillshire Brands Company today announced that it has agreed to buy Pinnacle Foods Incorporated for roughly $4.3 billion in cash and stock, giving the packaged meat processor a broader line of grocery staples, including frozen food, salad dressing, and syrup. The combined company, which will bring together the Pinnacle's Vlasic Pickles and Hillshire's Ballpark Hot Dogs, will operate under the Hillshire brand's name and be based in Chicago. The deal is expected to close by September. CME Group has new initial margins for corn and soybeans as of this trading day. The exchange operator lowered corn futures initial margins for speculators by 14.3% to $2,025 per contract from $2,363. CME raised soybean futures initial margins for speculators by 20% to $4,050 per contract from $3,375. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 16,634. It's up 107 points. The NASDAQ trading 3577, up 29 and a quarter. The S&P 500 is trading 1884, and it is up almost 11 points. Joining us now to talk about the weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be mostly good as we go forward through this next week and a half, but there's still a lot of field work that's left to be completed in the upper parts of the region, and the weather this week will eventually cooperate. But today we'll look for showers and thunderstorms to occur across many areas in the Midwest, including the upper parts of the region where it is wettest and it has been coolest. And unfortunately, it's going to stay coolish across those areas for a while. In fact, a big part of the Midwest will cool down over the next 2 to 3 days. We will see temperatures in the central and eastern portions of the Midwest are likely to get into the 80s yet today and perhaps tomorrow, and then the colder air will overspread most of the region. The only places that will not be a part of that warmth here today will be from Nebraska into parts of Minnesota and some immediate neighboring areas where temperatures will be held to the 50s and 60s, and we'll likely see that colder air move through the rest of the Midwest as we move through the day Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and many areas in the Midwest will be reporting highs in the upper 50s and 60s as we get into the middle and latter parts of this week. The cool weather will stay with us just about that long, and then starting this weekend and moving into early next week, we'll see a little ridge of high pressure possibly building up from the Tennessee River Basin into portions of the eastern Midwest, and as it builds in, we'll see warmer temperatures overspread a big part of the region. In the meantime, the precipitation should subside here over the next couple of days, and we'll look for better conditions for getting back into the fields. The drier bias will likely begin tomorrow in the western Corn Belt, but today we'll still be a rather sloppy day across many of the western parts of the region. Once we get to Tuesday afternoon, though, we will be looking at drier weather in the western Corn Belt from Tuesday on into probably this weekend coming up, with one exception. There'll be a small disturbance that will pass into the region during the latter part of this week. It will set off a few showers and delay some field progress, but the resulting rainfall will be light and shouldn't have a lasting impact on field progress. The eastern Midwest will have a little bit longer period to go before dry weather returns. We'll expect showers and thunderstorms to occur today and tomorrow, and then a new low-pressure system will develop near the delta and move northeastward along the old frontal boundary, bringing more rain Wednesday across a big part of the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. That frontal boundary and new low-pressure system will produce additional rain so that those eastern parts of the region will not dry out until we get to Thursday. And then starting late this week and going through the first half of next week, there should be a lot less precipitation in the eastern portions of the Midwest as well. So the bottom line is that we still have have some delays in field work coming up, but dry weather will likely evolve for a little while thereafter. It should get us back into the fields, and we'll see some aggressive planting progress, especially if the ridge of high pressure builds up next week, as the European model has suggested today. That high pressure ridge would bring much warmer temperatures across the Midwest and help to accelerate drying rates, but it also does something else, which will be pleasant for some of the hard red winter wheat producers. It'll likely slow down the progression of the next frontal system, and some of the central and southern plains will have opportunity for showers and thunderstorms to evolve as we move forward through the work week next week. The resulting amount of rainfall may not be a big deluge, and it may come a little too late to save the winter wheat crop, but we will see at least some beneficial moisture, and certainly summer crops that are produced in the southern plains will benefit greatly if the rains do evolve. It's a big question mark, and we'll have to continue to monitor that rather closely. In the meantime, the temperatures in the western Corn Belt and portions of the plains will warm up as we move into the weekend and next week, and that will also favor crop development as well as field work. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. Busey is proud to reinvest in our communities, one project at a time, with financial guidance and support to volunteers and community leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, well, it doesn't have a trade on the board, but the July sure does. It's 8.11 and 3 quarters and down 17. Soft May wheat, 6.96 and a half, down 17 and a half. July, 7.05 and a quarter, now 7.05 and a half, down 17. May corn, 4.97, down 8. July, 4.99, now $5 even, down 7 and a half. December, 4.91, down 7 and 3 quarters. May soybeans, 14.88 and a quarter, down 12 and 3 quarters. July, 14.74 and a quarter, down 12 and 3 quarters. November, 12.14 and a half, down 11 and 3 quarters. May soybean meal, 4.90.30, down $7.20. And joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Trying to stay dry.
Yeah.
More rain on the way.
More rain on the way. Looks like just about every day this week we have a shot of rain. Temperature's going to cool down a little bit. Of course, they cranked the humidity up here in central Illinois yesterday and this morning. So maybe, at least from that standpoint, a little relief on the way, Dave.
So that corn that is in the ground will have 4, 5, and 6 leaves on it in no time.
It'll grow pretty fast, I would think, and expecting temperatures to start warming back up again by the weekend. So market kind of playing a little bit of the weather here today with some rain in Kansas over the weekend. Extended map still kind of showing some better chance of rain maybe for parts of the plains. Wheat kind of taking it on the chin here a little bit and kind of leading the way down here now, Dave.
Kansas and Nebraska both seeing some good showers.
Right, and if you look at the numbers on Friday, you know, especially the world crop ending stocks, I think for next year, you know, corn at 182 million metric tons, wheat at 187, and beans at 82 million metric tons of world ending stocks, those just numbers just aren't screaming for a big reason to rally right now, and I think the market's kind of weighing those things here this morning that, you know, if the weather cooperates, plenty of grain going to be laying around worldwide, Dave.
So I guess the question that we'll have for the balance of the day to talk about is how far planting progress? Are we further along than 50, 55% corn?
Yeah, I think that's going to be interesting to see, you know, how much activity did get done last week, especially in that west and northwest areas that have been kind of dragging a little bit to date. We know, at least through parts of Illinois, a lot of progress being made. 497 is the kind of the area we're watching on July corn, kind of the low here the last week or so, see if that can hold, testing that here so far this morning. So, but really also looking forward to, you know, the USDA cranked up the demand numbers for old crop corn. Be something traders will be interested to see here as we see some of these weekly numbers moving forward, if we can really accomplish some of those goals here by September 1st, Dave.
Well, certainly if corn prices continue to deteriorate, exports should pick up, although the dollar may have something to say about that.
Yeah, and, you know, with the second crop out of Brazil, might offer a little competition, mm-hmm. too, as we move through the summer, Dave. So we do have some things to watch here. Ethanol, I think, is still going to be interesting. You know, the weekly number is still kind of lagging behind what the average needed, and the USDA raised another $50 million on Friday. So that's also an interesting byline in the balance sheet to kind of keep an eye on.
So how many producers have done new crop sales, do you think?
We've seen a little activity, I think, at least through central Illinois here, you know, $5 cash, would have bought some grain. Of course, didn't quite get there, at least at the elevator level. So I think that was kind of a number producers were looking forward to. But there's been some stuff on the books here this last month to 6 weeks, Dave. But I think when the planning delays were happening, I think there's still some some wait and see to see how timely they got in the field and kind of get corn up. And then I'll see, it'll be interesting to see if the producer, how they react here, if we do have a nice start here with the rain and the weather here moving forward, Dave.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have a good day. Bye.
Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.